Blog Talk Radio.
This is Black Noise Radio, and we're continuing on with Lila Garrett from our first half hour of the Marty Smith Show, okay?
Available through either one of them. I'm happy to talk with people and communicate. And this is
family, but I am also voting for people to contact you or probably watch, but it sounds very exciting and it makes us feel less helpless. So it's Solartopia, SolarTopia .org is the better place to reach. So, Harvey Wasserman, it's a very exciting idea, very, very necessary. And I think, you know, if we stick with it, it has a really good chance of success. So thank you so much.
You're always great.
We've been speaking with Professor Harvey Wasserman, who is a journalist, author, and college teacher focusing on election protection and nuclear power, the version of a solar-topian green power earth, and a new understanding of United States history. His understanding of the United States history and ours is that we have to do something to stop the slide into fascism and World War III under Donald Trump, and we have to do it quickly. To that end, we feel the Democrats are beginning to line up in an effort to stop Trump. But how are they doing it, and how quickly? Some people are not satisfied with the speed and the techniques of the Democratic Party, which they've chosen in this struggle. One of those people is Howie Klein, who writes the political blog, Down with Tyranny. Howie Klein is also the founder and treasurer of Blue America PAC. He serves on the board of directors for the Progressive Congress Action Fund and is a member of the Drum Major Institute for Public Policy Network Advisory Council. He is also an adjunct professor of music at McGill University in Montreal, where he sometimes lectures. So, Howie Klein, welcome to Connect the Dots. Now, I've been hearing about you for years, Howie. You are the person who is touted as knowing more about congressional races than almost anybody alive, and understanding what position the Democratic Party has put itself in by refusing to really strongly support most of our really progressive candidates. How do you feel about that?
Well, especially that, and what I've been writing about it on my blog for the last decade plus. That's the case. The Democratic Party is a kind of a corporate entity, and they don't want to get behind people like Alan Grayson or Bernie Sanders or Elizabeth Warren, who are very policy-driven and whose goal is to help working families and make their lives better. That's not what the DCCC is because of doing what the DNC is, or the DNC. So we get people who are so focused on issues, it frightens them, and they shy away from people like that.
Do you think it's as naive as shying away because those people are too strong, or do you think it has to do with the fact that the Republicans have to go where the money is, that the system has forced them to make compromises which are exactly the opposite of their ultimate goal, which is economic equality?
This is political, it's something that they created. Congress created the system the way it is. It's not everyone's thrust on them, although I think they sometimes feel it's been thrust on them. So yesterday, two congressmen, one from Texas and one from California, respectively, Beto O'Rourke from El Paso and Ron Connor from the Silicon Valley, introduced a bill, brand new bill just yesterday, that would prohibit any member of Congress from taking any money at all from a PAC, period, in the PACs. So how many people have signed on to that bill so far? No, just the two of them.
Maybe.
There are only six members of Congress right now who don't take PAC money. Everybody complains about it, but there are only six who absolutely refuse. And the six who refuse are doing quite well. It's not like they're losing their seats. They're getting elected over and over and over again, and they're managing to do very, very well without taking PAC money. So all these people cry about it, but what do they do about it? You know, right now, I'm working trying to get candidates and incumbents to back this bill that was proposed yesterday by Beto and Roe.
Okay, so who are the six congresspeople who refuse to take back money?
There are four Democrats and two Republicans who have never taken and say they never will take any back money. So the two guys who introduced the bill are the two obvious people. So we got Ro Khanna and Beto O'Rourke.
This is Black Noise Radio. Let us take a musical break.
Thank you.
Radio, and I just love that Pat Metheny live version. Are you going with me? Some days, you know, after a long weekend of punditry, you just need to get with some good spiritual jazz. You know what I'm saying? And you'll feel a lot better. In the background, we have Latin Jazz Giants, and this is a rehearsal, so. Like I said before, I get rare recordings sometimes.